जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hallelujah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 1 व्यास उवाच इति संप्रश्न संहृष्टो विप्रनाम रौमहर्षणी प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रवक्तुम उपचर्मणे व्यास उवाच इति संप्रश्न संहृष्टो विप्रनाम रौमहर्षणी प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रवक्तुम उपचक्रमे व्यास उवाच इति संप्रश्न संहृष्टो विप्रनाम रौमहर्षणी प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रवक्तुम उपचक्रमे
Thank you.
Vyasa Vacha, Vyasa said, Iti, thus, Samprasna, perfect inquiries, Samrishto, perfectly satisfied, with Pranam, of the sages there, Romaharshini, the son of Romaharshana, Pratipujya, after thanking them, Vacha, words, Tesham, there, Pravuktum, to reply to them, Upachakrame, attempted. The translation is as follows. Ugrasava Sutta Goswami, the son of Romaharshana, being fully satisfied by the perfect questions of the Brahmanas, thanked them and thus attempted to reply. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sages of Naimisharanya ask Sutta Goswami 6 questions, and so he is answering them one by one. Om Agyan Tamilandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Ulmhina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padantikam Andeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadhuvaitam Savadhutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kipa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, in Text 11, Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentions, Dhruva Maharaj clearly says that this material ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Now, if one reads this sloka which we are discussing, reads this translation as well as the purport, there are many lessons which we could learn. But one important lesson which we could learn is the importance of hearing. Yeah, the sages, they were assembled there and they were very, very eager to hear about the Lord, about the pastimes of the Lord. And we have to understand one thing, that in spiritual life, it is not only important, it is very, very critical for a spiritual life, for our spiritual life, that we hear about the Lord, about the Lord's devotees and Lord's pastimes. Regarding this, there are many stories in the scriptures about the importance of reading and hearing. Like here, the sages were very eager to hear about the Lord from Sutta Goswami. So again, the quality of being eager to hear. Like we know, Rukmini. Rukmini Devi, when she was, before her marriage, she was a princess and her father was a very big king. So in her palace, in Rukmini's father's palace, very often Narad Muni would visit. And whenever Narad Muni would visit, he would a lot of times talk of Lord Krishna and glorify Lord Krishna. And Rukmini Devi, she had never seen Krishna. But just by hearing about Krishna from Narad Muni, she decided that I want to surrender my full life to Lord Krishna. And she surrendered full life to Lord Krishna. And here again, she did not want to surrender her life to Krishna so that she'll get enjoyment. Her consciousness was that, let me surrender so that I will be an instrument of enjoyment and service to Lord Krishna. So again, the importance of hearing over the Lord. Then again, there is the story in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Brahmana Yajna Patnis, or the wives of this Yajna Brahmanas. Now these wives, they were very simple housewives. They didn't know the scriptures, how to read, write, you know, like the husbands. But these wives of these Brahmanas, they would go, whenever they would go to buy flowers, the flower sellers of Vrindavan, they would just talk of Lord Krishna and glorify Lord Krishna to these Brahmana wives. And these Brahmana wives, just by hearing about the Lord, they again develop pure love of Krishna and they surrender their full life to Lord Krishna. Again, they had not seen the Lord. But again, just by hearing about the Lord, they just decided that let us surrender full life to the Lord. Then we have to understand one thing, that in Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Literally, there are so many challenges as a sadhaka. If we are told to, can you list down what are your challenges as a sadhaka? You know, it will not go in 2-3 pages. Probably we could write 2-3 books on it. You know, what are the challenges and as a sadhaka. There's so much challenges for a sadhaka. Now, like, at every step, I remember once, I was many, many months back, this is before the COVID, I stay in Mira Road. So I was coming from Mira Road to give a Bhagavatam class here. So the train takes around 50 minutes from Mira Road station to Grand Road station. So the train was full. So I was standing and it was a little crowded. So I took out my notes to revise for the Bhagavatam class. So I was standing and there was a young person standing side of me. On his mobile, he was watching some adult movie, you know. I'm just here preparing for my class, for Bhagavatam class, and he's a person side of me, he's watching this type of movie. What could I do? The challenges are everywhere. So I just turned myself to the opposite direction, and I just tried to pray to the Lordships, help me concentrate on revising for my class. The point is, there is challenge everywhere, at every level. Whether it's you're traveling the train, whether it's a house, whether it's a professional work, sometimes living in a community, it's a challenge to deal with our God brother at times, because you know, it is said that wherever there are two and more people, there'll always be quarrel, except one place, that is the graveyard. Only in the graveyard we care, dono log dead hai na, so no one can quarrel. So in Kali Yuga, it is understood that there will be challenges at every level. But now, in order to rise above these challenges, we need to read and hear our philosophy regularly. Without reading and hearing our philosophy regularly, it will be impossible to deal with these challenges and to rise above the challenges. Impossible. So again, it's very, very vital for our spiritual life that we regularly read and hear our Bhagavad philosophy. Then, I'm like, there's this example of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a Param Vaishnava. Param Vaishnava. But just see, by his own example, once he was in Kailash, then in Hamsavan, in Navdeep, Lord Shiva came to know that in Hamsavan, in Navdeep, there is katha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on. So Lord Shiva didn't want to miss a single word. Now, his savari is Nandi. So he thought, if I go on Nandi, it may take a little time and I may miss some few words. But Lord Shiva, a Param Vaishnava, he didn't want to miss a single word. So immediately he requested Lord Brahma for his swan carrier. And Brahmaji was very merciful. He gave his swan carrier and Lord Shiva sat on the swan and immediately reached to Hamsavan. And there Lord Shiva, to his heart's delight, he heard about Lord Chaitanya. So here, Lord Shiva, his Param Vaishnava, they're always remembering the Lord. But set an example for us, that how important it is, that we don't even, how eager we should be even to hear a word. Then there's another example, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would sit with Gadadhar Pandit on various occasions, he would tell Gadadhar Pandit that, please tell me about the story of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Then Gadadhar Pandit would tell the story once. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again would tell, please tell me once more. Gadadhar would repeat it. Again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, please tell me once more.
And like this, in one sitting itself, sometimes more than 50 times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear the same story of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Sometimes when we're sitting for a class, and you know, or somewhere, when we hear a story about, you know, story which may have heard many times, you know, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, then in our mind we think, ah, this story I already know, you know. And then we are little hearing with a casual approach. But just see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's the who he acts the pastime, he knows. But he, each time, say 40 times he heard the story in one sitting, the 41st time, still with a lot of supreme eagerness and a great enthusiasm, he's asking, please tell me the story once more. If we were asked something, if someone told us a story 40 times, 50th time, you know, we wonder what we'll be doing, you know. We would be sleeping or what, you know. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his own example, is showing that how eager we should be, how enthusiastic we should be to hear about the Lord and His devotees. Then, the pastimes of the Lord are so, so attractive. The pastimes of the Lord and His devotees are so, so attractive that they even attract the Lord. Like we discussed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attractive. Then, there's a story in Ramayana where Lav and Kush, they had come to Ayodhya and they were singing the glories of Lord Sita and the Ramayana. So all the praja, the common people, they were so captivated and mesmerized by the way Lav and Kush were singing. So they went and told Ramjiki, there are two children who have come, they are so nicely singing the glories of Mother Sita and in the Ramayana. Please call them, you should also hear. So Lord Ram said, okay, call them in my darbar. So Lav and Kush were called in the royal assembly and they were requested to sing the glories of Mother Sita. And so Lav and Kush, Lord Ramji was sitting on a very raised high platform on his throne, and all the ministers on the both side and the whole assembly was filled with all people. Then Lav and Kush started singing of Mother Sita, the glories of Mother Sita and Ramayana. The whole audience in the hall were just captivated. They were just focused on Lav and Kush and the words they were singing. They didn't know who was sitting side of them. They didn't know what existed. And when Ramji was sitting on a raised platform on his throne, Ramji started hearing. Ramji put his hand on his chin, made his head a little slanting, and was just hearing with full attention, absorption. Then Ramji, after he was sitting on his throne, then he got down from his throne and on the side of the chair he sat down to listen. And no one is noticing Lord Ram. And Lord Ram, he walks down the steps and where all the audience and all were sitting, Lord Ram sat with a common man and listening to Lav and Kush. No one knows that Lord Ram has come and sitting among themselves. They were so absorbed. Lord Ram was just so absorbed in hearing about Mother Sita and the glories of the Ramayana. Then the common person, one common person beside of whom Lord Ram was sitting, that common person was so captivated. At one point, he patted, wow, what a point, you know. He patted Lord Ram on his shoulder, you know. And Lord Ram, you know, he took it in the right spirit. I mean, he didn't know he was patting Lord Ram, you know. So the point is, the glories of Lord Ram, it even captivates the Lord. Then, the words of the Lord, they are mentioned in, the Prabhupada has written so many books which we can take inspiration, which we can read and hear and take inspiration from. Once Indradumna Maharaj was mentioning that, you know, Indradumna Maharaj in Poland, he does festivals, this Hare Krishna festivals at different places. It goes for a couple of days. They have many tents, one tent for book distribution, one tent for deity worship, one tent for selling different paraphernalias, one area for dramas of, you know, Krishna Leela, Ram Leela. It's a very wonderful experience. So one man, he was a stranger, he just had somehow coincidentally walked into one of these festivals. And somehow one devotee inspired him to buy the Gita. So he bought the Gita. And in 2 weeks time, he read the full Gita. It was so interesting to him. And then he wanted to know, where is the next festival in Poland? And he came to know where is the next festival. And he came there. And then he met Indradumna Maharaj and he said, wow, that this book, Bhagavad Gita, is so nice. I was reading when I read, just each line I wanted to read with so much eagerness. So this Bhagavad Gita is just out of this world. And he was telling Indrendu Maharaj that, you know, after reading the Bhagavad Gita, I called up my lawyer. And I told my lawyer that in my will, please write down that all my generations to come from now onwards, before they reach the age of 20, everyone, it is compulsory that they have to read the Bhagavad Gita at least once. He said, I put it in my will, I have told my lawyer to do it, you know. So the point is, you know, this Bhagavad Gita, the words of the Lord, they're so, so powerful. Then in this context, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, in verse 43, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, the pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very confidential. It is not ordinarily possible to hear such activities unless one is very, very fortunate. Now, please understand, sometimes when we are given opportunity to hear about the Lord or read about the Lord, we take it a very casual approach. It is no coincidence whenever we are given an opportunity to hear or read of the Lord. We must have done many, many lifetimes of tapasya and past activities that the Lord by His mercy has given us an opportunity to hear about Him or to read about Him. But you know, sometimes in the house, the whole entire Srimad Bhagavatam set is there, Gita is there, and we may talk to others, dekho, mere paas Prabhupada ka sab kitab hai. But are we reading it every day? Are we reading it every day? Prabhupada said, I have one complaint, that my disciples are not reading my books regularly. Because Prabhupada, he knew how important it is that we read Bhagavad Gita, not occasionally, we read regularly, every day. Every day. What happens sometimes when we attend a class and when we are given some dose of on hearing and reading, then after the class we go out and say, bye. From today, every day I'm going to read so much and so much. We start reading every day. Then for maybe 20 days, we are very regular. Every day reading. After 20, 25 days, we start reading once in 2 days. Yeah. Then it goes for maybe another 15, 20 days. Then after that, we come down to once in 3 days. Then we read for another 2-3 weeks. Then once in 4 days. Then comes to once a week. And then it's occasional reading and hearing. But Acharyas have given us an understanding that if you are not reading and hearing our Bhagavad philosophy every day, it is a matter of time. We will start looking at our service as a burden. It's not that it may happen. It will happen. If we are not reading our Bhagavad philosophy every day. And in this context, a very nice example is given. Say, in the fields, when the farmer is harvesting, when he is harvesting, after he cuts his crop, the farmers, they take it on the head and the shoulder and they walk through the field to stack the grains. And by regularly walking in the field, they create a path. In normal times, there is no path. But in the harvesting time, because they have to regularly carry the grains on the head and take it to the stocking area, so by regularly walking, a narrow path is created. So in the same way, by regular hearing, we create a spiritual path. But if this, in the harvesting time, the pathway which the farmers have created, if there's no regular movement on that path, what will happen? Wild grass, wild plants will start growing on that path. So in the same way, on a spiritual path, if there's no regular reading and hearing, what will happen? Wild plants, wild shrubs, wild grass will start growing on a spiritual path. And that will create havoc in our life. Again, the key points are regular movement, regular reading of a Bhagavatam, regular reading of a Prabhupada books. And then, falling are the effects of not reading and hearing. There are 8 points I've noted down. These are the falling effects if you're not regularly reading and hearing. The first, there'll be confusion in a life. Second, spiritual weakness. Third, destruction of faith. Fourth, loss of inspiration and courage in a spiritual life. Fifth, risk of fall down. Sixth, taking initiation cheaply. Seventh, deviation from standards and a philosophy. Eighth, lack of enthusiasm for doing seva. But these 8 points, if you're not regularly reading and hearing, we will come under one of these points. Not one, maybe many and maybe all. And from a spiritual point of view, even if we come under one of these 8 points, it is a spiritual suicide. Even 1 point. Destruction of faith, fall down, lack of enthusiasm for seva. All this, even if one of these 8 points we fall under, it's spiritual suicide. So how important, how it's very, very supremely critical that every day we read and hear our Bhagavad philosophy. Then sometimes when I talk to some devotees, and sometimes some devotees come to take little advice, you know, or take little counseling from me, whatever little bit I have experienced. So after talking to them, I tell them, ki Prabhuji, you should try to read and hear every day our philosophy. That will help you. Then they tell me, Prabhuji, time nahi milta, I don't have time to read every day. You know, I understand sometimes they have financial obligation, they have loans, they have children to support, they have their elderly parents, their house is on loan, they have to work for 10, 12 hours every day and travel. So I understand. But then somehow we have to, by hook or crook, make it in our life, the everyday reading and hearing. So then I talk to them, then I tell them, okay, Prabhuji, do one thing. Somehow, it is critical, you have to read in here. Now you have to figure out how to do it. So while telling them, I tell them, okay, so if you don't have time, do one thing. At least in the morning, on a practical way, when you're brushing your teeth, you're shaving, just put, you know, nowadays you have the FM radio, you have your mobile, there's so many lectures of, you know, spiritual lectures. Just hear it. When you're having bath, at least hear that time. When you're changing your clothes, maybe for 2 minutes, hear it. Drops make the ocean. Sometimes they say, Prabhuji, it takes 2 minutes to change my clothes, you know. 2 minutes. I tell them, no problem, you don't have time, just hear those 2 minutes. Because what happens sometimes in those 2 minutes, sometimes one line may hit us from a spiritual angle. And that may give us inspiration for many, many weeks and months in our spiritual life. I'm sure many of you devotees must have had that experience, and sometimes in a lecture or when you're reading Prabhupada's book, suddenly one line strikes out. You say, wow, jai. And that line, you know, whenever challenges come, you remember that line, it helps you to sail in a spiritual life. So it is somehow, the point is, we have to somehow read and hear every day. Then, in the Mangal Aarti every morning, when we come in front of the lordships, we sing. And there's one very fantastic line, and every word is fantastic of the Mangal Aarti. There's one line where it is said that at least in a day, 3 times we should remember our spiritual master and worship him. It does not say ki 3 times. It says at least 3 times. At least. It says that at least 3 times we should remember and worship our spiritual master. Now, what does real worship of spiritual master means? Real worship of spiritual master means hearing from the spiritual master. Very, very important. Means hearing from the spiritual master. For a sadhaka, his spiritual master is his life and soul. For a sadhaka, he should be ready to lay down his life to carry out the will of his spiritual master. If you're not regularly hearing the words of a spiritual master, will not have the right consciousness to execute the will of a spiritual master. So it's very, very critical that we hear the words of a spiritual master on a regular basis. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam, ninth canto, there's this story of Yayati, King Yayati, and his wife Devyani. In the story, King Yayati and Devyani, I'm like, both were very much attached to sense gratification and trying to satisfy the senses. And King Yayati, he satisfy his senses for so many years. And then in the end, he understands that I'm wasting my life in order to enjoy my senses. And then by Krishna's grace, he hears about the Lord and he becomes a self-realized person. And then, when he becomes a self-realized person and a devotee of the Lord, now his wife, Devyani, she is also very much attached to material sense enjoyment. So King Yati, he tells a story to his wife, a spiritual story in the form of a he-goat and a she-goat. And tells a spiritual story and he gives spiritual instructions to his wife. And his wife, just by hearing from a husband who was self-realized now, his wife Devyani also becomes self-realized. There was no... Now because Devyani heard submissively from her husband about the Lord and spiritual matters, she became also self-realized. Then, there is another story of during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once, he was in a particular kingdom and the king of that area was King Nabab Bhushan. King Nabab Bhushan Shah, he was known to, you know, to torture devotees who publicly practiced the Hindu religion. He was just against anyone practicing publicly the Hindu religion. He would torture them. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with some of his devotees were crossing the palace of this king. And Chaitanya was singing the Mahamantra. So this King Nawab, he came to know. Then he called his main police in charge and asked him, who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then this police in charge, he spoke positive of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to know more. Then this king wanted to know more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this king, he called a devotee by the name of Keshav Chaitanya. And this king asked Keshav Chaitanya, tell me about this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this devotee, he knew that this king is really very, very cutter. You know, he may cause harm to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in order to protect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this devotee, Keshav Chaitanya, told the king that actually, you know, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's just an ordinary sannyasi. He's just a simple beggar. There's some few disciples. And this King Nawab Hussain, he got angry at Keshav Chaitanya. He said, how dare you call him an ordinary person? Actually, he's the supreme personality of Godhead. And Keshav Chaitanya was also wondering, what is he hearing? Is this right? Now, the point is, how did this change of heart come into this very, you know, sinful king? He was known to torture devotees. But how did this change of heart come to this king? It came just because he heard positive about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his police in charge. Just by those few moments, he just heard a little bit positive from his police in charge about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That brought the change of heart in him. Again, just a little bit hearing over the Lord, it can bring a miraculous change in our life. Then, as per the scriptures, what is considered a bad day in a life? As for the scriptures, what is considered a bad day? As the scriptures, a bad day is considered when on that day no Harikatha or no Harinam has entered us. This is the criteria for what is a bad day. Yes, we have our vastu and everything we respect, we'll try to follow wherever possible. But ultimately, acharyas have given us this litmus test. Any day where no Harikatha or no Harinam has entered us, that is a bad day for us. Then, Maharaj Parikshit, in terms of hearing and reading, Maharaj Parikshit, he had 7 days. He was guaranteed at least 7 days to hear. But can we guarantee even 7 minutes will be given to hear? There's no guarantee that we'll have even 7 minutes. So each moment, whenever we are hearing or reading, we should hear and read with supreme attentiveness, with supreme eagerness. You know, there's an example. Say for an example, suppose someone is going in a helicopter. And you know, he's a little callous looking here. He falls down from the helicopter. As he's falling, there's a rope hanging, you know, from the helicopter. This person catches hold of the rope. Now when he's catching hold of the rope, is this person thinking, "Arey, today morning my wife told me this. Yesterday night that devotee, he talked roughly to me. What is my wife going to cook today night? I had a quarrel with that person in the office." Is he going to be thinking of these things when he's catching the rope? No! No, he's just totally 100% absorbed, focused in catching that rope. Because he knows, 1 second of inattentiveness, he is finished. In the same way, whenever we are reading about the Lord, hearing about the Lord, we should have the same type of, we should at least attempt to have the same type of focus, the same type of concentration like this person who was catching hold of the rope in the helicopter. Because, again, Krishna, He reveals to us as per our inputs. The way we approach the Lord, accordingly He also reciprocates with us. So if we show supreme eagerness, supreme, you know, attentiveness in trying to hear from about the Lord will also help us. Then, like Prahlad Maharaj, perfected his life by remembering the Lord. And in the same way, it all started by Prahlad Maharaj hearing about the Lord from his Gurudev Narad Muni. It all started by hearing from Narad Muni. In the same way, Sukhdev Goswami, he perfected his life by speaking about the Lord. But it all started by hearing about the Lord from his father and Guru Vyasji. So like this, there are 9 processes of devotional service. In each process, there's a great personality who is perfected by that process. But if you study their lives, it all started by hearing about the Lord, hearing about the Lord's devotees. Then, once Prabhupada mentioned that if we are not hungry, and if we eat, then that food is not digested properly. In the same way, if we are not eager to hear about the Lord, then whatever we hear about the Lord, that's not digested well in our consciousness. Again, very important that we should try to develop that eagerness to hear. Definitely, because we are conditioned souls, you know, we will not have that eagerness every time. But we have to attempt. We have to attempt to pray to the Lordship to give me that eagerness. And the Lord, a Krishna conscious philosophy, does the Lord look at our results? I looks at our effort. A philosophy that Lord looks at our efforts. The result, the Lord, He can, in seconds, He can give the result what He wants. But He's looking at our efforts. How much are we eager to put the effort to serve Him, to love Him? Then, regarding hearing and reading, there's a very nice story. This is the story of Dundukari and Gokarna. Now, Dundukari and Gokarna, they were two brothers. Dundukari, he was a very sinful man. So Dundukari, when he died, he got a ghostly body. And he was very much suffering. So Dundukari told his brother Gokarna, that please do something for me, I'm really suffering. Then Gokarna approached Suryadev and requested that, see, my brother is really suffering, can you tell me what to do? Then Suryadev said, do one thing. For 7 days, whichever room your brother is in the ghostly body, in that room for 7 days, get Srimad Bhagavatam recited. That will help your brother. So Gokarna, he arranged for that. He arranged that in the same room. He arranged other people also be in the same room. And Gokarna arranged for a very nice devotee to read the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. And then Dundukari in the ghostly body was hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. Then after 7 days, at the end of 7 days, Vishnu Dutas came to take the soul of Dundukari to the spiritual world. And Gokarna was also there. Gokarna saw this, that the Vishnu Dutas have come to take the soul of my brother to the spiritual world. But then Gokarna stopped the Vishnu Dutas and told them that, I would like to ask you something. See, there are many people in this room. For 7 days, they also have been hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. But why are you taking only Dundukari? You should be taking the other people who are in the room also. They've been hearing for 7 days. Then the Vishnu Dutas gave a very nice reply. The Vishnu Dutas said, there was a difference in the quality of hearing of Dundukari and the other people seated in the room. Dundukari, those 7 days, was hearing as if his life depends on each word. Well, the other people also hearing, but they didn't have that attitude like Dundukari. They were hearing. So again, the take-home message is that intenseness, that loyam, that greed to want to hear about the Lord, to want to hear about the Lord's, the pastimes, the devotees of the Lord. We should have that supreme eagerness in us. Then, you know, it's a very practical thing. We all, as a sadhaka in our life, we go through ups and downs in our spiritual life. it's my, anyone I can challenge, that anytime, if suppose you're going down in your graph, just catch hold of a devotee, especially with whom you connect well and who you have respect. Pakad lo, Prabhuji, 2 minutes chahiye. Kuch bhi ho jaye, Prabhuji, I beg of 2 minutes. Are kuch Bhagwan ke bare mein batao mujhe. Please, Prabhuji, please tell me 2 minutes about the Lord. Just 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever. Believe me, after that few minutes of talk of that devotee, believe me, you'll be a spiritual superman in some capacity. Some capacity. If that intense eagerness was there, you'll be Superman in full capacity. But if that degree varies, to that degree you'll be that Superman. 100%, no doubt. I hope you all don't go through your downs anytime. But in case you go down, you can try this formula. It does miracles, hearing from the devotees of the Lord. Then in this context of reading and hearing, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17, it is mentioned, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, kindles the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Again, it is stamping our, how important this, what it is that we read and read regularly. Then, Prabhupada's books, there are savior. We can read, constantly keep on reading and getting spiritual inspiration. Now, in order to see in material life, if you want to establish a relationship with someone, what does one have to do? He has to invest time in that relationship. So when a person invests time in a particular relationship, he develops a relationship with that person. In the same way, if you want to develop a relationship with Prabhupada's books, what will happen? Is it that one night we sleep and suddenly get up and we have a fantastic relationship with Prabhupada's books? Yes, it can happen. Krishna, he can do anything. But we have to be a little practical also. If you want to establish a relationship with Prabhupada's books, we have to give time to Prabhupada's books. Very, very important. When you give time and when you have established relation to Prabhupada's books, our spiritual life becomes on a different level itself. Then, when you're talking of Prabhupada's books, once what happened is, Prabhupada's disciple, Chakravarti, Prabhupada's disciple, Prithu Prabhu, he's seen as Prabhupada's disciple. Once he and another devotee by the name of Chakravarti Prabhu, they were traveling in the vehicle with books loaded back. And when they were traveling, there was water on the road. And suddenly one vehicle came in front of them. Prithu Prabhu was driving. As he was driving and there was water on the road and this vehicle came in front, then Prithu Prabhu immediately pressed the brakes. As he pressed the brakes, his vehicle went off the road and somersaulted a couple of times before it stopped. And when it somersaulted, all the other cars stopped. And they were just seeing. And when the car stopped, Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu, they came out of the vehicle with all glass pieces, everything, but somehow the body was not damaged. All the people who had stopped the car, they were wondering what happened. They came running and told Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu, "Are you all right?" Prithu Prabhu said, and Chakravarti said, "Yeah, we are all right, we are all right." Then the police came. And the police people said that, how did you survive this? How do you survive this car crash? Then Prithu Prabhu said, it's all there in these books. Your questions can be answered in the books, how I survived. Please buy these books and read them. Then other people came and said that, do you need a doctor? Prithu said, we already have a doctor in the form of Prabhupada's books. We already have a doctor in the form of Prabhupada's books. Please buy them and read them. Then after a few minutes, the ambulance arrived. Then 3 people jumped out of the ambulance. They came running towards Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu said, "What can we do for you?" Then Prithu Prabhu said, "Please buy these books." So in no time, Prithu Prabhu sold 40 big books. And Chakravarti Prabhu also, he was having his, and just see, when the accident happened, when they came out of the car, the first thought was there, let us pull our book bags. They're not looking whether we have survived properly. What is their mind? Where are our book bags? Let us do book distribution here also. Imagine, what is the level of their consciousness? Ah, so Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu both were carrying around 40 big books. In no time, all their 40 books got sold. Then, in the end, like regarding the importance of reading and hearing a Bhagavad philosophy, I will end with this story. Keshav Bharati Prabhu, he is another senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So, once Keshav, this is in the early days when Keshav Bharati Prabhu, he wanted to join the ISKCON movement. So when he wanted to join the ISKCON movement, he's from a very staunch Christian family. And his mother was just a kattar, mother was a, like a kattar Christian, double firm Christian, you know. And she was just, no, open to anything. So when Keshav Bharati Prabhu told his parents, especially mother, that I want to join the Hare Krishna movement, mother was shocked. She said, no way you can join the Hare Krishna movement. You cannot. But somehow Keshav Bharati Prabhu's heart was already attracted by Prabhupada and the ISKCON movement. He tried to explain his parents nicely that please allow me. But mother was just not ready to allow. Then Keshav Bharati Prabhu told his mother that, mother, I will have to leave. I want to join the Hare Krishna movement. My heart is there. Mother said, if you join the Hare Krishna movement, you are out of my life forever. Keshav Bharati Prabhu said, my heart is there. I am going, mother. So Keshav Bharati Prabhu went. Then the mother in a will had put Keshav Bharati Prabhu's name for all the property. She rang up the lawyer and told, please remove my son's name from my property and anything. And I've cut my relation, everything with my son. So the lawyer made the necessary changes. Then as years went by, and after 20 years, Keshav Bharati Prabhu's mother contracted this cancer, and it was an incurable cancer. And Keshav Bharati Prabhu's mother had just very short time to live. Then Keshav Bharati Prabhu came to know about this. Then Keshav Bharati Prabhu that time was in Bombay. So Keshav Bharati Prabhu flew all the way to USA and went to his mother and started staying with his mother. And every day Keshav Bharati Prabhu would read from the Bible to his mother, because Keshav Bharati Prabhu knew, you know, my mother is a very staunch Christian. So every day Keshav Bharati Prabhu would read from the Bible to his mother. And he would serve his mother to whatever capacity. Then one day Keshav Bharati Prabhu asked his mother, mother, in my religion, I read these books, the Krishna book and the Bhagavad Gita. If you give me permission, can I read you from my faith books? Mother said, okay, you can read from your religion books to me. Then Keshav Bharati Prabhu, every day he would read from the Krishna book and the Bhagavad Gita. And then mother started liking it. Then the mother every day would tell Keshav Bharati Prabhu, please read to me from your Krishna book and your Bhagavad Gita. And then at one day, his mother told Keshav Bharati Prabhu that, please arrange for some recordings of your Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. I want to hear those recorded lectures also. Keshav Bharati Prabhu was very surprised. Keshav Bharati Prabhu arranged for some recordings, you know, of Prabhupada. And then mother started hearing those recordings. Then the mother started chanting one round, five rounds, 10 rounds. She came up to 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra. She was chanting the Maha Mantra, 16 rounds. And then the mother told one day, obviously she was reading from the Krishna book, the Gita, and there were words being mentioned about initiation and all that. So one day Keshav Bharati Prabhu's mother told Keshav Bharati, you know, I want to take initiation in your organization. So it was another shock for Keshav Bharati Prabhu. So that time Shivaram Maharaj was there in that area. So Keshav Bharati Prabhu, he rang up Shivaram Maharaj and told the whole scenario. And requested Shiva Maharaj, can you help us? Shiva Maharaj said, yes, I will initiate her. And Shiva Maharaj initiated her and gave her the name Nandini Devidasi. And the day she got initiated, Keshav Bharati Prabhu's mother told Keshav Bharati Prabhu that I have lived so long. The happiest day of my life is today. The happiest day of my life is today when I have got initiation. Then after a couple of days, because she was in the end stage of her life because of the cancer, she left her body. But it's a miracle story. How did this miracle change come in Keshav Bharati Prabhu? You know, right from one pole to another pole. Huh? That was the change. A 180 degree change in Keshav Bharati Prabhu's mother. How did that come? Because of hearing and reading from Prabhupada books. That is the power of Prabhupada books.
So it is time up. We'll stop here. So does anyone have any questions, any comments to make? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.